I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. India seems to be closing the door on foreign ministry funding, but Global Advance has been preparing leaders of the marketplace for such an event over the last 14 years. They recently met with Indian believers to help them see their vocation as a way to worship God and fuel the spread of the gospel. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advance.
There may come a day when it's almost impossible to get money into closed access nations, and that's why it is so strategic to raise up godly kingdom marketplace leaders who will be the ones that are not only called to be salt and light, but from a practical standpoint, they're going to be the ones that are going to financially fund kingdom work within their own nation.
And to learn how you can take part in the business as mission strategy, head to missionnews.org. And it's exciting to think about the possibility of Bible translation being completed in our lifetime. One of the instigators of Bible translation was William Cameron Townsend, founder of Wycliffe USA. Christy Fries of Wycliffe says they're celebrating 75 years of groundbreaking work to get God's Word into every language. They've released a book called Till All Have Heard, which explores the history.
It's just exciting to see the beginnings of Wycliffe and how they really looked at, you know, that vision. It was just unheard of at the time, and translation wasn't always popular.
Thousands of languages are still without a word of Scripture today, so with plenty of work ahead, Wycliffe is being reminded of all the times God has been faithful in the past. To get your copy of the book, just head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Richenda Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.